All right, on the Jay Lie Analysis podcast, I have here Cam Tung, a star basketball player, and we're going to talk about his career and his where he's going to play in the future. So, first off, Cam, right now you're playing for Rivers. Why did you choose that school?
Well, so as I was picking schools, of course, I got a lot of them from like Vermont, Brewster, and then a couple down south. But what really made me want to go to Rivers was the fact that Jermaine Samuels and Azar Swain were there, and they were both high-level athletes, both going D1. And what Jermaine told me really hit home. It was he's like, you're going to be away from home enough when you go to college. You know, I start early. So I just So I was like, that's very true. So I think I'm going to stay with my family for a couple more years before, you know, I don't see them for a while when I go off to college.
Yeah.
So that's really mainly why I chose River. And its academics are actually very good. And a lot of schools looked at that. So it's just, it was just a better fit. And I was home. So it was easy. 20 minutes away. It was just very convenient. And of course, the academics just really helped me like get those like higher offers and all that. So.
Yeah. You've been doing, how long have you been doing AAU?
All right. If we have this year, I think this is year number 7 or 8.
Do you think it has increased your exposure to college coaches and scouts throughout the years?
Well, for sure. There's no competitive, like there's no league more competitive than AAU. Like no high school league or anything. It's the best of the best against the best of the best. And you travel all across the country so coaches can see you. So there's a bunch of neutral spots to where, like, so, like, one of them is Nebraska, and it's a neutral spot. You have, like, hundreds upon hundreds of coaches from all types of low major, mid major, high major, and it's just, it's so easy to, like, you know, not pick up an offer, but it's so easy to get exposure. It's really helpful. AAU has been, like, a blessing. And I've loved it. And you also create great bonds with your teammates. There's nothing like it. It's the best.
So, speaking of teammates, who's the most talented or famous player you've played with and played against?
Probably T. Clark, because he went to Rivers for a year, and I played on Expressions with him for a year also. So he's probably the most famous player I played with and against, because we played against each other all our childhood. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was probably him.
Like you just said, you're a basketball commit for Santa Clara. Why Santa Clara?
Well, so again, here's the thing. So I got I had Utah talking to me, University of Utah. I had UVA talking to me, I had UNC talking to me, and I had Vanderbilt. And I chose Santa Clara out of all of them because, one, their academics are very well. It's in Silicon Valley. So if the ball stops bouncing one day, I have an amazing backup plan. It's Silicon Valley. There's automatic leads into a great, high-paying job at Santa Clara. And that's why it's such a small school, because it's, like, hard to get into.
Yeah.
And it's very costly. So I get all of that paid for me and everything. Another reason was I felt a lot like Rivers. So when I was there on my trip, on my recruitment trip, felt a lot like Rivers. And having that similarity, I love Rivers and what it's done for me. And just to feel like that at a school, I couldn't pass that up. And they were just in the, what really sealed the deal for me, I'm pretty sure, was, so Coach Herb Sendek is the head coach there. And the first day, the very first minute he was allowed to recruit, he had already booked a flight to come see me. And when he met me at my school, he said, this is the first day we're allowed to start recruiting as coaches, and I'm here with you, because I fully believe and have all the faith in the world that you could be the best thing for us. And I was like, wow, so I'm really here. And
yeah.
I start playing immediately. It's mid-major, it's WCC, so we play Gonzaga, Pepperdine, St. Mary's, and those are pretty well-known schools.
Yeah.
And it was just like I couldn't pass it up. It was just everything was going for me.
Did you ever meet the UNC head coach?
Roy Williams? No, I didn't take a recruit. I was that sold. I was that sold. It was like, I'm ready to go here.
So
I was the one, and there was no changing.
So
I'm supposed to go.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. No, your turn. You go. My bad.
No, I was supposed to have a recruit trip at UVA, but I was sold. So that was it.
So the your recruiting process, it seems like it was pretty good. Like right when you were available to be recruited, Santa Clara head coach met with you right away. Is there any like surprises during the recruitment process or while you're playing that you thought you were?
It's just like I didn't think like so. I was out there the ball, so I wasn't even thinking about like you know college really because like. I thought I was just going to go play for some low major D1 school or something like that. But as soon as the recruitment day hit, my phone had blown 50 text messages from all different types of schools, Ivy League, A10 schools, Big E schools. And I was just like, wow, this is overwhelming. This is exciting. Yeah. This is a really exciting process. Recruitment trips are fun. They're fun. Man. The team, like, they really make you feel part of the team. It's really fun. And It was not so much more shocking as it was more like exciting because it's like wow this is actually happening and this is my future that I'm like having my hands in. So yeah. it was really good. It was really a fun process. I'll say that.
How many visits did you go on like tours for schools?
So I took one to Yale. I took one to. I took two to URI on officials, and then I went to Santa Clara for an official, and that was it. Once I went to Santa Clara, like, I didn't want anything. I was like, "What's going on?"
Nice. Now 3 5-star recruits: Jalen Green, Isaiah Todd, and Dashian Nix have all decommitted from their schools. Are going to the new Cali G League team. They're all expected to make over 300,000. Jalen Green's supposed to make over 500,000. And would you ever consider joining the G League with that security, or are you more focused on education?
So here's the thing. I had mixed feelings about that at first. Like, I don't know. Like, let's say we had summer ball, like July, and I went off and I got an offer from the league. I mean, it would be hard to pass down, but I think me personally, I'd pass it down. Education is really important, but on top of that, it's I think $70,000 a year at Santa Clara. I'm going there for four, and that's all paid for. On top of that, with my likeness image, if I do well, I get paid. And then on top of that, we get $1,600 a month for food. And whatever we don't spend on food, that goes in my pocket. So I'm like, the G League money does sound very, very convincing, but I'm going to be making like, maybe 50,000 just being at Santa Clara. So and it's all paid for. Like I don't have to pay like any tax to the government. I don't have to pay an agent. It's like all on me. So, you know, I think on top of that I get an education. So I just think the better deal is to just stay in school.
Would you get an agent if you were in college and you were considered like a top 10 college athlete or you were rising the ranks or no? Would you?
I'd probably get an agent because you know you hear about a lot of cases of people going broke off of not knowing what to do. But yeah. Maybe it may not be someone you know, but if you see their history and their track record, you know you can trust them with their money because it's their job, it's what they do.
Yeah,
you can't just like give it to people here and there and just be like, here, take care of this, like you can't just give your like, I know it feels safe to give your money to people you know, but maybe those people that you know don't know what they're doing. If it's a person's job to handle money and put it in the right places, it's your safer bet to go with that.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Do you think high school players should be able to declare for the draft?
100%. If they got it, why wait? If they can go to the draft right away, like skip the G League and just make, and if they're a top pick and they can make like $2 million right off the bat, that's easy money right there. That's yours. I would take that 100%. And it's fair that way because it's someone with all that potential. If they were to get hurt in college, that's a drawback. So I think it's a lot safer for kids that really are freaks of nature, like those real freaks, just can just fall right off the bat. They should go for it. That's what I would do.
Yeah, same. It depends. Maybe if, like, it depends what schools are offering. And maybe if I played on, like, a high school team, like Mikey Williams, where there's not a lot of competition and the only competition I get are from the tournaments in AAU, maybe it would benefit me to go to, like, a Duke or a UNC to feel myself with other the talent.
Right. To test your strength. That's what you're just saying there. Yeah, for those kids, I would probably do the same. Like, for me, ISL is, like, it's great competition, but it's not – it's, like, no tier, like, Brewster and all that. Or, like, it's not one of those crazy, crazy leagues. It's just it's a very competitive league, though.
Yeah.
I'd definitely go to college first. And, I would get stronger in college. I'd put on a diet. It would just be benefiting me.
Are you working out all the time now for getting ready for summer league? Are you able to go out?
Yeah, it doesn't stop. Like every day. I'm jump roping. I'm doing a bunch of workouts downstairs. A lot of coaches have sent me workout plans that I've just been following. And, I've just been keeping a strict diet. It's just doing everything I can to stay in shape during quarantine. Life can stop, you can't stop because it's just I know other people aren't going to stop. Other basketball players aren't going to stop either. Those top recruits, you think they're sitting around? There's no chance. So I got to stay in shape as best I can to compete with them too. If I see them in July, because I don't want to be the one lacking behind. You got to stay in shape. Usually through quarantine, you got to do what you can.
If there's one area in your game you would like to improve, what would it be?
Probably my shot. Say my shot. If I could get my shots, it needs some work. It needs to be a little bit more consistent. There'll be games where I streak and just can't miss, and then some games will just be droughts. I just need to get it to where it's a consistent shot all the time where I know my release so well that I can just tell where it's going every time.
Your form, or is it just you just have to be more consistent?
It's just reps. I just got to get reps. My form's, I've been told by coaches, is I have great form. It's just I got to get a feel for it. You just got to, the only way you can do that is just keep shooting.
Yeah.
Just keep shooting nonstop until you get the hang of it. So,
if you would have to, for me, I would compare you to Karl Anthony Towns, but if you, is there a player that you admire or look up to throughout your basketball career?
Funny you say that because I got so Azar, right? I told you about him. Someone that team that was 2017, right? I think something like that. And when they were on the team, another teammate of ours said, "I look like Karl Anthony Towns," and he called me Big Cat. But since I was an eighth grader playing varsity, Azar said, You're not a big cat yet. You're just a little kitty. And then, so my nickname for my basketball team is now, and still to this day, you said that because that's what they said. My teammates said the same thing back in the day. That was funny. But players I look up to is probably Anthony Towns. I've watched his game over the years, and he's just really fundamental. He has great footwork. He can go off. His first step is really great for his size. His first step off the bounce, his jab series. He's got a great shot, too. He's got a good touch. And if I were to resemble my game after anyone, I'd probably say I want it to be his. And then on For him, I'd probably say I want to measure my game off him offensively. For defensively, it'd be definitely Dennis Rodman, who doesn't want to be like my size and doesn't want to be like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah,
he was tenacious on the boards. He played great defense, and he didn't quit. And that's my mentality, is just keep going. Like, no matter what happens, just keep going and just make it up on the other end. So I would just love to be like a mixture of Dennis Rodman and Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. Who do you think should be the MVP right now? Like, when the season starts up again?
When the season starts up again?
If it does, we don't even know.
I might be biased, but I'm saying LeBron.
Yeah, I say LeBron too. I guess they, so
he's 38 now.
Yeah, so, he's like so old.
And he's doing what he's doing. His numbers, numbers, stats, insane. AD's another good runner-up. He's been balling too.
I think for me, like, it's like a two-way tie with the Greek Freak and him. But I think if Bron takes in the finals, I have to go with Bron.
Yeah, I'm taking Bron. I gotta take Bron. I love Bron, man. He's just a freak, man. No look around him. It's crazy what he's doing at his age. It's crazy. Yeah, I'd probably say Bron.
What about the Rookie of the Year? Do you think, even though Zion was out?
Ja, man.
Huh?
Yeah, no, I'm taking Ja.
I'm taking Ja. I like Ja too. But if Zion was there the whole year, I think it wouldn't be even
close. He probably would have taken it.
Yeah.
He came in the first league. He started balling right away. He didn't let all that, you know, media talk and him being out hurting. He just started balling right away, and the Pelicans like really benefited off of him. So, you know, he tried, but like, just was Ja was doing before he came in the league. There's just no doubt in my mind that he deserved it.
Yeah, and like the duo with Zoe and Zion, I feel like it's gonna be for real next year.
Yeah, especially when Zion like gets really on that workout plan for the NBA, because you know, like, I'm going through some crazy stuff. Man.
Yeah,
he's just gonna turn that loose body fat into muscle, and he's just gonna be a beast. He's just gonna be unstoppable. He'll be a very iconic player, I think.
Do you think all time great player?
I'm gonna need to see a little more of that. You know, I mean, we've seen like great things from him so far. Definitely all-star material, easily all-star material. All-time great, that takes time. Like, you got to be you can't just jump in the league and get that title. Like, you got to earn that over time.
Yeah.
So
he does, like, he has like the it factor though, when people just call him Zion and
right. Yeah. Right. He does have the it factor, but I just can't say that. Yeah, that's way too soon to call.
The thing I'm worried about him is just his knees. I feel like he puts so much weight on them. It just – he's so explosive. It's his best and worst quality of his game, I feel like. It's like a Derrick Rose. I compare it to that.
Yeah. I think he'll – like, they'll teach him better how to land better. I mean, you can see he's holding on the rim longer when he lands. So, it'll be – I think he'll be all right in that aspect, because that's just all like knowing how to land and stuff. So,
yeah,
I think he'll be okay there.
Off topic question. Do you get a lot of like merch from Santa Clara, like when you commit, right after you commit? Yeah.
I wish. Unfortunately, that's against NCAA rules. I can't get nothing until I'm actually like signed to them. So, but I bought a couple things from there. So I rep Santa Clara. So yeah, I rep them, but like I can't be doing that, because like otherwise as he plays, gonna be mad. So.
What other weird rules do you have to follow in college or now?
It's a lot of the coaches like visiting and stuff. Like, they're so strict about coaches visiting. Like, I'm committed, right? I know where I'm gonna go, and they still can't come to TV. On certain periods of time, and it doesn't make sense. It's like, I'm going to their school, like, why can't they come see me and like, you know, get to build a relationship? It's crazy. But I keep close knit with them over the phone and stuff, but it's just, some of it's crazy, man. Like, some of it doesn't make sense. It's like, why are these even rules? But yeah, that's pretty much what I've done.
Have you done an individual workout before?
Yeah. I do a lot of individual workouts. Yeah, it's like they're pretty good. It's better to have when people are there with you because you can get motivation.
Yeah,
like have people in your ear. But individual workouts are good if you know what you're doing. Like if you have a set plan and you do it, like okay, I'm gonna go here and do this. Okay, I'm gonna do that. So, but yeah, I've done a couple.
Were you ever overwhelmed during like a big game with a ton of scouts and coaches?
No,
never.
Never.
Never in the back of your head?
Never.
Me? Wow, it's crazy. What's
I was playing three commits, ACC commits, one to Wake Forest, one to Duke, and one to some other ACC school. And we had – and it was quarterfinals, coaches everywhere. We ended up losing by 1 point. But I didn't even think once about it. I just went in there, balled out, yeah. And then just a couple phone calls later.
What do you consider your best game, like performance wise?
Best game, like ever?
Yeah.
Best game. Probably, I don't know, I had a couple of good ones in Dallas like last year. I can't really remember who we were playing because it was like that intense. Like I was that focused. I didn't think about that, but I've had some high point games, and it's hard to get high point games in AAU because your teammates are also high major prospects. So I think I ended up with like 22-15 one game, and I was like talking on defense and all that. And I really caught a lot of attention from coaches, and that was probably my biggest milestone is just to be able to like do that my first like because it was the first year I could start to get recruited for AAU, and to that was my second game there and have a game like that, I was just like wow. I couldn't really compete with these kids, so it's crazy. Yeah, that's probably my best moment during AAU.
Yeah. When you went to, like, the big tournaments, would you go during, like, the school year? Would you miss school to go?
Yeah, you had to miss school a little bit to do that. And that was annoying because you had to, like, catch up on work and stuff. But it was worth it. It was totally worth it because you're not going to get another chance like that to get your name out there in front of these coaches if you miss out on opportunities like that. So there's no way I was going to pass that up. So I made sure my grades are clean so they didn't have a reason to keep me in school or anything like that. And I just went out and balled out. So.
Speaking of school, what are you majoring in for Santa Clara?
Business. I don't know what business yet. I'm going to take a couple majors and see what I like, see where I fit, but definitely somewhere in that realm because I like numbers, mathematics, and charts and all that because it's just easy to me. It clicks like that. So I've been taking classes at school to, you know, prepare me for that. And especially a business like that, we're located in Silicon Valley. There's not going to be a better opportunity for me to get a job out of anywhere else but there. So there's such an intelligent school. It's crazy, like really intelligent. They showed me all the numbers when I went there on my official visit. They showed me like graduation rates of everything, like minorities, English, everything. It's crazy. And they showed me all those numbers, and I was like, this is really, I could live here. So,
yeah, and just like, Cali, you know, the weather, the food.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, you're just going for that. I'm like, nah, man, it's like generally where I want to be at. It's like, this school is like it could be located in Nebraska, and I'd probably still go because that's how like perfect it is. The school is just perfect.
I don't know a lot about the history of the team, but I know Steve Nash play there. Do they go to March Madness a lot, or is?
No, they were closest this year. The closest they've been. They haven't been there since Steve Nash has been there, but. They were really close. They were very close this year. They had a great winning record. They were in the charts of the top 10 amongst like Duke, Kentucky, and all that for winning percentages in the beginning of the season. They came out strong, and then injuries hit, and it just brought them down. It just really brought them down. They lost one of their best bigs, a point guard, and another senior. It just took a real hit to them. And that's another thing. If I go there and I, let's say, the first year we make the tournament and I make noise, that's going to be a story to tell.
Yeah, I can't
be a story to tell. I could, like, and then that's another thing the coach said to me Sunday. He said, I could either go be a part of a legacy or I could go make a legacy. And I was like, I'm trying to make one. So I'm going to go over here and see what, make some noise, get my name out there, and then show people they can do it anywhere.
Yeah. Have you talked to your future college teammates yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tight with them. I know a couple of them already. Yeah, they're really cool. Keyshawn's really cool. He was the guy that toured me. I really liked him. And there's another guy, Z Purchase. He's a big. He's just this big, like, massive dude. He's like 6'10", but he's the nicest dude you'll ever meet. He's so cool. But the team, I know, like, all the teammates' names. I watch their games. Yeah, I'm really invested with them. So it's cool. And they make me feel like I'm part of the school. So it's great.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. And I know you're going to do big things in college.
That's going to wrap it up for the second episode of the J Lion Analysis podcast. I want to thank Cam Tung for being on it and being such a great guest. Please check him out. He's such a nice guy, and he's definitely going to do big things. Watch him